The topic is, as announced, death and dying.
今天的讲题呢，是死亡和濒临死亡。
Death is not a nice word.
我们知道死亡并不是一个很好听的字眼。
People call it the king of terrors.
有人把它称之为恐怖之王。
It strikes fear into every heart.
它使每一个人都感到恐惧。
There is a saying that men fear death as children fear the dark.
有人说呢，人怕死呢，就如孩子害怕黑暗一样。
Death is like the last steps of life.
死亡呢，就是我们生命的最后一步。
A pathway that one has to take by himself.
是我们每一个人必须独自去行走的。
Have you ever pondered what it will be like?
你有没有想过会是怎样的一个情况呢？
In Hong Kong,
在香港，
there is a great fear of death.
他们都很怕死。
They don't like the word death at all.
他们对死，他们根本不喜欢死这个字眼。
So if you go to Hong Kong,
所以如果你去香港的话，
and you take a lift,
你搭电梯，
because the people are so conscious of death,There is no number four.
因为他们非常恐惧死亡，所以你发现没有四楼。
Show you what they mean. There is no fourth story.
没有四楼。
Houses are built without one story called fourth story.
所有的大楼都没有四楼。
Fourteenth story also don't have.
即使十四楼也没有。
Any story that ends with four is
taboo. 任何的楼层最后一个号码呢都不会。
Because in the Cantonese dialect,The four sounds like death.
因为在广东话里面的四听起来就像死。
Did you know that?
你知不知道呢？
I was so amazed when I went to Hong Kong.
所以我去香港的时候感到非常的惊讶。
And this kind of superstition is not just among the Cantonese.
而且不只是广东人会这么迷信。
Even the Japanese.
甚至连日本人也很迷信。
The mighty Japanese.
那个日本人。
Because the word four.Sounds like death.
因为四听起来像死。
Ichi-ni-san shi. No, no shi, but Ichi-ni-san yon.
所以日本人呢，他们就把四念成 yon 而不是 shi.
They are so afraid of the word, of mentioning the word death.
所以他们非常的害怕来念这个死亡这个字。
Dear friends,
亲爱的朋友，
are you afraid to die?
你怕死吗？
Tonight we are...Dealing with something very real.
今天我们要讲的这个课题呢是非常真实的。
Death is very painful.
因为死亡是非常痛苦的。
Not if you just read the obituary every day in Straits Times.
并不是你每天在报纸上看这个讣告而已。
Most days I'll just look at the pictures and the age.
你每有时候翻讣告就会看看这个死者的年龄和照片。
See how old people are living.
看看这些人活了几岁。
And how old people have to die.
看看这些人到什么时候。
Doesn't mean much to me.
可是对你来说
or to you,
没有感觉。
Until.
直到。
Death strikes home.
死亡降临到你的亲人身上。
Becomes very painful.
那就非常的痛苦了。
Parents will...Mourn for a child departed.
如果孩子死了的话，父母就会感到非常的悲哀。
Spouses mourn for each other.
如果你的伴侣死的话，他们也会感到非常悲哀。
Young children mourn for parents departed.
如果父母死了的话，孩子也会感到非常的悲伤。
Because a relationship of flesh and blood is suddenly broken.
因为死亡，它切断了所有的关系。
It is very painful.
是非常痛苦的。
Death strikes at any age.
死亡呢，会降临在任何一个人的身上。
Respects no age.
不管你的年龄是什么。
Respects not bodily health.
也不管你多么健康。
Tonight I have asked one of our members.
今天我请一个其中一个弟兄。
Twice he was plucked out of the jaws of death.
这个弟兄呢，有两次呢，面临死亡。
It's not quite correct for me to try and tell his story, so I've asked him to come.
所以我并不适合来讲他的故事，所以我让他亲自来分享他的经历。
Here is brother Teng Shi Feng.
这就是邓世访弟兄。
When I heard of his story, I said, you must tell it to the people.
当我听到他的故事的时候，我就决定说，他必须跟你们一起分享他的经历。
Slipped from the jaws of death.
他从死亡的魔爪中逃脱了。
Tell me how old you were when your heart stopped.
他的心脏曾经停止跳动。
In fact, I'm 60 years old.
今年我已经60岁了。
So it happened was sometime 2007.
那事情呢就发生在2007年。
On the Saturday morning.
是一个星期六的早上。
Of 16 June 2007.
6月16号。
At about 7 a.m.
大概是早上7点。
My wife and I went for a jog at Choa Chu Kang Complex.
我和我的太太到蔡厝港的体育场呢去跑步。
My heart checkup in April 2007 was normal.
我在同一年的四月呢去检查身体，我的心脏是一切非常正常的。
I jogged about 2,800 meters and felt fine.
我跑了大概 2.8 公里，一切都非常的好。
As I was doing my warming down exercises,
当我在做伸展运动的时候呢
，Suddenly both my hand went numb and I felt very uncomfortable in my chest.
突然间，我的双手呢就感到麻痹，然后我的胸口就感到非常的不舒服。
I had to lie down on a bench.
那我就必须躺在长凳上休息。
And my wife immediately called for ambulance.
我的太太就马上的打电话叫救护车。
Thank God the sport complex lifeguard were on duty.
我感谢神呢，当时候的那个体育场的救生员正在执勤。
Immediately they rendered first aid.
那么他们立刻就为我急救。
They placed an oxygen mask on my face.
他们给我戴了氧气罩。
And a tablet under my tongue.
放了一颗药丸在我的舌头下面。
They reassure me.
他们一直向我保证。
Telling me to be calm and breathe slowly.
叫我要冷静，要慢慢的呼吸。
The ambulance arrived 30 minutes later and took me to the emergency department.
那么30分钟后呢，救护车就来了，然后把我送到急诊室。
Of the nearest hospital, NUH.
是在最靠近的医院，国大医院。
Where a medical team, including a cardiac specialist, was waiting.
那个时候呢，一个医疗团队，包括那个心脏专科呢，他们已经在那边等候了。
Examination showed that I had suffered a heart attack.
检验的结果呢，是我心脏病爆发了。
There was 100% blockage in my right artery.
我右边的动脉呢，是100%阻塞了。
And 65% blockage in another artery.
另外一条动脉是65%阻塞了。
Suddenly, my heart stopped.
突然间呢，我的心脏就停止跳动了。
The medical team immediately began to resuscitate my heart.
那么医疗团队马上呢就为我进行心脏除颤的这个手术。
I can feel the electric shock on my chest.
我就感觉到我的胸口好像触电一样。
Just then, I lost consciousness.
就在那个时候呢，我失去了知觉。
It was like a dream, and I went to a place that had a very bright sky.
我好像是在做梦一样，然后就去到了一个地方，那个天空非常的亮。
The next thing I knew,
紧接着呢
I was being woken by my wife and son calling me.
我就被我的儿子和我的太太呢叫醒了。
All throughout this ordeal,
在整个过程中
I prayed earnestly to the Lord to spare my life.
我热切的祷告，求主救我。
My family also prayed fervently.
我的家人呢也热切地为我祷告。
The Lord answered our prayer.
而神也应允了我们的祷告。
He had people at the right place at the right time to render immediate help.
他在我心脏病爆发的时候呢，在对的地方、对的时间呢，安排了对的人来救我。
When the heart attack happened, especially the lifeguard were most helpful.
尤其是那些体育场的救生员，他们给了我很大的帮助。
The Lord sustained me and kept my heart going until the doctor arrived.
神保守了我，使我的心脏继续跳动，直到医生抵达。
I was literally snapped from the jaw of death.
所以我是从死亡的边缘被救回来的。
Or I would not be here today.
否则今天我就不会站在这里了。
Thank God for His great mercy.
我要为这神大怜悯感谢他。
Praise the Lord.
我要赞美神。
Life is never certain.
所以我们知道生命没有一定的。
You heard Brother Si Feng say that
Just a few months before the incident, he had a normal checkup on the heart.
你听到刚才邓弟兄他说呢，事情发生的前几个月呢
，It is good to go for an annual check of your heart.
他去检查身体，心脏非常正常，所以我们必须每年都去做体检。
For the past about 15 years, I have been doing.
过去十五年呢，我年年都去做体检。
But there is no guarantee.
但是没有保证的。
That a normal checkup result guarantees that you will not get a heart attack.
体检结果是正常，并不表示你就不会心脏病爆发。
Brother Sifong is here with us.
释放弟兄今天与我们同在。
Because of God's mercy.
因为神怜悯了他。
Of course, there was the first aid team at the sports complex.
当我们知道在体育场有急救的团队。
There was the cardiac emergency team at the NUH.
在国大医院呢也有心脏的专科。
Singapore's medical service is second to none on planet Earth.
在这个新加坡的医疗的服务呢，在世界上呢，如果称第二的话，没有人能称第一。
Who said this?
是谁说的呢
？Not me.
不是我说的。
American citizens who come here and use our medical services, this is so much better than America.
是那些来新加坡就医的那些美国人说的。
So we all have something to rejoice about.
所以这是我们可以感到欢喜的。
It's a good place to have a heart attack.
所以。我们在新加坡心脏病爆发是安全的。
Well, now, my dear friends.
啊，我亲爱的朋友。
What we need then is more doctors.
我们需要的是更多的医生吗
？More hospitals.
更多的医院吗
？Is that the answer to death?
这是不是死亡
？We are here tonight to discuss and to consider death and dying.
今天我们来这里呢，是要探讨这个话题：死亡和濒临死亡。
In such a gathering, we're here to consider how we face the future and the possibility of death and dying.
我们聚集在这里呢，就是要来探讨这个课题，死亡的课题。
I would like to inform you right away that your solution to this life and death problem is not in medical services.
我现在要告诉你，你们对死亡的这个答案并不是医疗。
Not in more doctors，
并不是更多医生就。
Not in better techniques，
不是更多的科技。
Or in life insurance，
或者买保险。
All these things only touch the surface，
这些东西都是很表面的。
What we want to know is what is the ultimate solution to death？
我们要知道死亡最终的这个答案到底是什么，最终的解除方法是什么。
According to statistics,
根据统计呢
，Brother Sifong has a life expectancy of 20 more years.
根据统计呢，释放弟兄呢，可能还有二十年可以活。
Congratulations.
所以恭喜他。
And women have a life expectation of 25 more years after 60.
对女人来说呢。六十岁过后，可能还有二十五年的寿命。
So it is better to be a woman.
所以可能做女人比较好，比较长寿。
Now, dear friends, those things are only statistics.
但是我们知道这一切只是统计数字。
We want to look seriously in what is the solution.
我们要严肃看待这个问题，什么是解除死亡的方法呢
？Do you know what will happen to you when you die?
你死后会发生什么事呢
？Are you ready to die?
你预备好了面对死亡吗？
What is the answer?
答案是什么呢
？Not in all the things I've mentioned.
并不是我刚才说的一切一切。
The answer is in God's word.
答案是在神的话语。
We are here tonight to remember an incident, a happening, an event that happened 2,000 years ago.
我们今天要来探讨的是两千年前发生的一件事。
When one man went to the cross and died for us.
当一个人呢，死在为我们的罪。
And on the cross, he settled your problem and my problem of death.
那么他就在十字架上解决了你和我死亡的问题。
Please turn now to God's word.
那我们现在翻开圣经。
In the book of Hebrews,
翻到希伯来书。
Chapter 2,
第二章。
Here are the most precious words of life.
这是神宝贵的话语，让我们知道。
And truth.
生命是什么
？How to prepare for that inevitable event of death？
他告诉我们怎么样为死亡做好准备。
For we all must die。
因为我们每一个人都要死。
It is appointed to men all once to die。
我们每一个人都必须面对死亡。
Because we all have sin。
因为我们都有罪。
And the wages of sin is death。
因为罪的工价乃是。
We have no way to avoid it。
我们没有办法避免死亡。
But we have a way to cope with it.
但是我们能够去应付它。
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Please make sure you have the word of God. For here is the solution to your problem.
我们的问题呢，答案就在神的话语里。
Verse 9 says, we see Jesus.
第九节说，唯独见耶稣。
Who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣？
He was made a little lower than angels.
耶稣成为比天使小一点的。
What is to be a little lower than the angels?
为什么比天使小一点呢？
Jesus came, born a man.
因为耶稣来是降世为人。
At Christmas, we remember him as a baby.
在圣诞节呢，我们纪念他诞生是一个婴儿。
In the Gospels, we read about Jesus as a man.
在福音书里面呢，我们读的他是一个人。
Fully human.
完完全全的人。
As human as you and I are human.
就像你我一样是一个人。
But he was the Son of God.
但是他是神的。
Came to be born a little lower than angels.
来到这里呢，成为比天使小一点的人。
To take our bone and flesh.
来担当我们的罪，披上了和人一样的
肉体。Now it says here he was crowned with glory and honor.
这里说呢，他就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
That by the grace of God he should taste death for everyone.
叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
Why did Jesus die?
为什么耶稣要死呢？
Do you know the answer?
你知道答案吗？
It is in this verse.
就在这一节里面。
It was God's plan.
是神的计划。
For whom?
谁的计划呢？
For you and for me.
神为谁的计划？
Why did God send his son to die?
是为你和我的计划。为什么？
Because God loved us.
为什么神要将他的独生子差来为我们死呢？因为他爱我们。
No other reason.
没有其他的原因。
Not because we were worthy.
并不是因为我们配得。
Not because we were special.
并不是我们特别。
Not that God saw something good in us.
并不是我们有什么好处。
The word of God says,
神的话语说，
When we were enemies of God,
当我们还是神的敌人的时候，
God sent his son,
他就差他的独子，
to be born a man,
来到这个世上降世为人，
to die for us,
为我们而死。
This is the solution to our death and dying problem.
这就是解除死亡这个问题的方法了。
Verse 10,
第十节，
Please pay full attention.
我们要来仔细的，
For it became him,
看神的话语，
Jesus, who,For whom are all things made, and by whom are all things made?
原来那为万物所属，为万物所本的。
It says here that Jesus, the one who died for us, was the one who made all things.
这第十节告诉我们，那为我们而死的耶稣呢，是为万物所属，为万物所本的。
And all things were made by him and for him.
他创造了所有的万物。
Amazing revelation of who Jesus was.
从这一节我们看到神到底是谁，耶稣到底是谁。
So I ask you, do you know who Jesus was?
所以我问你，你知道耶稣是谁吗？
Today there is great debate.
今天呢有很大的争
论。 There is great doubt.
有很大的疑惑。
In the public mind who Jesus was.
在很多人的心目中呢，他们不认识耶稣。
You and I who are here as followers of Jesus, saved by his blood, we ought to know.
今天我们作为耶稣的子民，被他的宝血所拯救的话，我们必须知道。
Jesus was the creator.
他是创造者。
Without him was not anything made that was made.
没有他呢，万物就不被造了。
He made all things.
他创造了万物。
He made you and me.
他创造了你和我。
And he died for us.
他为了我们。
This is the solution for our death problem.
他是我们解除死亡。
Without him, we have no solution.
没有他，我们就没有这个方法。
Without him, we have no hope.
没有他，我们就没有希望了。
No amount of medical techniques and advances and scientific inventions and doctors and health services and ambulances and all the rest.
不管我们有多先进的科技，有多少的医生和救护车都没有用。
Those things can only render first aid.
那些东西呢，只能在你濒临死亡的时候给你急救。
Give you an extra few years to live.
可能给你多几年的时间活着。
I've thought this through very seriously.
我曾经严肃地想过这个问题。
All my 50 years of being a doctor, what have I done?
我当了五十年的医生，我做了些什么呢？
Delivered some babies.
我替人接生。
Operated on some women.
我替一些妇女开刀。
Relieved them of some suffering of illness.
我帮他们解除一些某一些的痛苦。
But in the end,
可是到头来呢？
Everyone has to face death again.
到最后呢，所有的人都还。
What is the use of being a doctor?
所以当医生有什么用呢？
Doctors have a very limited value.
医生的价值是有限的。
Only Jesus is the doctor of our souls.
唯独耶稣是我们灵魂的医生。
Because he gets down to the root of the problem.
因为他可以根除我们的问题。
Why do people die?
为什么人会死呢？
The wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价乃是。
Cause of death is sin.
因为造成我们死亡的就是罪。
This is what the word of God tells us.
这是神的话语告诉我们。
And this happened as soon as Adam and Eve sinned.Death came into the world.
就是当亚当夏娃犯罪的那一刻呢，死亡就进入了。
So from then till now, all human beings are destined to die.
所以从那时候起，一直到现在呢，人都要面对死亡。
This is our problem.
这就是我们的问题。
A very sad problem.
是一个非常悲哀的问题。
Some people say, "Well, I don't care."
有人说啊，我不管那么多。
I don't think of death.
我不想死亡。
Is that right?
这是对的吗
？Dear friends，
亲爱的朋友
，You may not like to think of death，
你可能不喜欢想死亡
，But death is thinking of you。
但是死亡天天都在想着你呢。
You're not far from death at any point of time。
不管在什么时候呢，死亡都是很靠近。
Are you ready for that event？
你预备好了吗
？This is why we're here tonight。
所以今天你才会在这里。
And tonight we call it Good Friday。
今天我们是来纪念耶稣圣诞。耶稣受难节。
Did you wonder why it is called Good Friday?
英文呢是称为 Good Friday， 就是好的这个星期五，美好的星期五。为什么会称为美好的星期五？
I give you a moment, just puzzle in the mind. Why good?
我让你想一想，为什么他们会把这个星期五称为美好的星期五呢？你可以打开字典。
And it says the Friday before Easter Sunday.
他就会告诉你，这个美好的星期五呢，就在复活节之前。
What happened on Easter Sunday?
那么在复活节主日发生
Jesus rose from the dead.
因为耶稣从死里复活了。
And he would not be able to rise from the dead except he died first.
如果他不死的话，他就不能复活。
Why did he die?
那为什么他要死呢？
You know the answer.
我们要知道答案。
That is a solution to our death and dying.
我们死亡的问题呢，是有个解除方法的。
On this night, we remember our Lord Jesus died.
今天晚上我们要纪念我们的救主的死。
Took our sins on his own body on the cross.
在十字架上担当了我们的罪。
Carried away those sins.
把所有的罪都解除了。
Once and for all.
一次过解除了。
Your sins are washed away.
他的宝血洗净了我们的罪。
By Jesus.
耶稣的宝血洗净了我们的罪。
It is.
这是多么美好的。
Good Friday.
所以称为美好的星期五。
Remember this.
所以我们要记得这一点。
Every time you come to the Lord's table, remember it started at Good Friday.
我们每次来擘饼纪念主的时候，都要记得这一切都是使美好
的星期五。When Jesus instituted this table of remembrance.
当神设立这个擘饼纪念主的这个圣餐。
We may remember God's goodness.
他就是要让我们记得他的好。
Sending his son to die for us.
他差遣了他的独子来为我们而死。
Back to verse 10.
我们再来看第十节。
The second part.
第二个部分。
That Jesus, by his death, bringing many sons to glory.
耶稣要通过他的死呢，领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
Who are these many sons?
这许多的儿子是谁呢？
Here we are gathered together.
我们现在已经聚集在这里了。
Around the world tonight, many places there are believers gathered together.
今天世界各地呢，不管在什么地方呢，相信他的人都聚集在一起。
Because Jesus died to bring many sons to glory.
因为耶稣死呢，是要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
To bring you and me through this insoluble problem of death.
要带领 你和我呢去解除这个死亡的问题。
It's solved tonight.
好在我们这个问题呢能今天能够得到解决。
When you put your faith in Jesus,
只要你把你相信耶稣。
Calling on him, Lord, to take away all my sins.
你要呼求他的求他洗清你的罪。
Instantly become a son of God.
马上立刻的你就变成神的儿子。
Read now.
我们继续读。
In bringing many sons to glory,
领许多的儿子进荣
耀。No more to perish and go to everlasting punishment in hell.
不用再死亡，不用再下到地狱去了。
This is the meaning of coming here tonight.
这就是我们今天来到这里的这个意义了。
And Jesus to make the captain of our salvation perfect through suffering.
使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全。
Do you thank him?
你感谢他吗？
Thank God for His Son, who is the captain of our salvation.
我们要感谢神，因为他的独子呢是救我们的元帅。
Shortly, we are coming to His table.
很快的，我们就要来擘饼纪念主。
It is a table of remembrance.
我们要来这边来纪念他。
A table of thanksgiving.
来这边感恩。
To thank God that He gave His Son to be our captain of our salvation.
感谢他，因为耶稣呢是我们救我们的元帅。
Verse 18.
第十八节
For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, is able to succor them that are tempted.
第十八节说，他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
The cause of death is sin. And temptation keeps coming to tempt us to sin.
罪导致了死，而罪呢，一直来试探我们。
What is the solution?
解除的方法是什么呢?
Solution to the cause of death.
解除的方法就是死亡的这个导因。
Come to Jesus and he is able to succor you, to help you when you are tempted to do the thing that they cause you to die.
解决的方法就是我们要根除这个导致死亡的这个导因。
Now I give you another passage of Bible.
我们再翻到圣经另一处。
To help us understand what is the solution to death and dying.
那么了解解除死亡的方法是什么？
Second Corinthians, or First Corinthians.
第哥林多前书。
Chapter 15.
第十五章。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
First Corinthians 15, chapter 15, verse 19.
哥林多前书第十五章第十九节。
Please, you must find this verse is so precious. We'll read it to you, but you must open your Bible.
这个经节呢是非常宝贵的，我们要一起来读第十九节。
Ready? If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable.
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜了。
If believing in Jesus, coming to his table is only for advantage and benefit for this life, we are of all men most foolish and stupid and miserable.
如果我们信耶稣呢，来守圣餐呢，只是为了今世的利益呢，只是因为今世有这个指望呢，那么我们比其他的人还来得愚蠢。
We have hope in Jesus because he has paid the full price for our redemption.
我们在耶稣里面有盼望，因为他已经为我们的罪呢付出了完全的代价。
And in him we have the solution to death and dying.
通过他呢，我们能够解除死亡的问题。
But verse 20.
但是我们看第
Now is Christ risen from the dead.
但基督已经从死里复活。
So that Believing in Jesus is not in vain.
所以我们相信基督并不是枉然的。
While it was necessary for Christ to die,
我们知道基督必须死。
To take away our sins,
以解除我们的罪。
God certified that that death was effective.
神要让他的死呢是有效的。
By raising him from the dead,
是要使他从死里复活。
So our belief and our trust in him is not in vain.
叫我们的信心就不是枉然的了。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
Now Christ is risen from the dead.
但基督已经从死里复活。
Become the first fruits of them that slept or died.
成为睡了之人出熟的果子。
What do you mean by this verse?
这个部分是什么意思呢?
When you know that Jesus Christ not only died, but on the third day rose from the dead,
当你知道基督不只是为我们而死，而是在三天后还复活了呢？
This is an example for those of us who are in Christ that we too will rise with him.
他是作为一个榜样，让我们知道说我们也会跟他一起呢复活。
That he died and rose from the dead, we too will rise from the dead one day.
他从死里复活，那么有一天我们也会从死里复活。
Verse 21 is most precious.
第二十一节。
I would request you that you know it by heart.
第二十一节是最宝贵的真理，我希望大家都能够来背诵它。
Whenever you are concerned and puzzled about death and dying, this verse is the solution.
因为当你对死感到疑惑的时候，
please read with me.
读这个经，
English then Mandarin, together in English.
先以英文来念。
Verse 21.
第二十一节。
For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. Continue with the next verse. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. This is the solution, dear friends, to your problem of death and dying.
华文部的，请念二十一和二十二节一起念。死既是因一人而来。死人复活也是因一人而来，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。这就是我们解除死亡的方法了。
Whenever you are worried about death,
当你担心死亡的时候，
remember that you are a believer in Jesus Christ.
你要记得你是基督的信徒。
Are you?
你是吗？
Is there anyone here who is still not a believer?
在座的有没有还没信耶稣的？
I say now is your opportunity to say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you.
我说现在就是你信的机会了。
Then verse 22 applies to you.
那么二十二节对你来说是。
Anytime you are worried and scared of dying, look at verse 22.
任何时候只要你担心死亡，你就来读这二十二节。
In Adam, I die.
在亚当里呢，我死了。
Because you are a descendant of Adam, you have to die.
因为你是亚当的后裔，所以我们都要死。
Because Adam sinned, you die for your sin.
因为亚当犯了罪，所以我们要为罪而死。
Now you're in Christ.
可是现在你在基督里。
You receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
你接受基督为你的救主。
You put your faith in Jesus Christ.
你相信他。
And none other.
不相信其他的。
Then it says, all shall be made alive.
那么这里说众人也都要复活了。
To die, you have to die, because you're son of child of Adam.
我们因为是亚当的后裔，都必须死。
But because you are in Christ, you will be made alive.
因为我们在基督里呢，所以我们也要复活。
Herein is the solution.
这里神的话语里面就能找到解除死亡的方法了。
First Corinthians 15, now chapter 55 to the end. As we conclude this.Meditation on death and dying.
那我们总结的时候，让我们来念。
First Corinthians 15:55.
哥林多前书第十五章第五十五节到最后一节。
It's so precious. Let us all read it to the verse 55 to 58 in English. Follow me together. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin.The strength of sin is in the law, but thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
华文部的，请一起念五十五节到五十八节，五十五节。死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。所以，我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可动摇，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Finally,
最后,
there will be a time when you are tempted.
我们知道我们有被试探的时候,
a time when you doubt.
有怀疑的时候,
when you're at death's door.
有来到死亡门前,
maybe a heart attack.
可能心脏病爆发,
maybe because of cancer you're worried.
也可能患有癌症。
What is the answer?
答案是什么呢?
In one verse.
就在一个经节里。
Verse 57.
就在第五十七。
Only God's word can strengthen you.
因为只有神的话语能够
Only God's word can comfort you.
只有他的话语能安慰我们。
Give you the assurance.
给我们确据。
That you are secure in Christ.
让我们知道我们在基督里能够得到安
全。Verse 57.
第五十七节
All of us read it.
让我们一起来念
1 Corinthians 15:57 But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
哥林多前书十五章五十七节感谢神使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜
This is the solution
这就是解除死亡的方法
to death and dying. Thank God.
我们要感谢神。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
Thank thee for thy great love.
我们为着你的大爱来感谢你。
For while we were yet sinners and enemies of God, Christ died for us.
因为当我们还是罪人的时候，还是神的敌人的时候，基督就为了我们而死。
And he rose from the dead for us.
而他也为了我们而复活。
And he assures us that we too will rise from the dead.
他向我们保证，我们有一天也会死里复活。
May thou comfort every fearful heart here tonight.
请你在那些心里有恐惧的，请你安慰他们。
That everyone hearing these words will take heart.
好叫我们每一个在座的人呢
，put their faith altogether in Jesus Christ.
都要警醒，把我们的信心放在主耶稣基督里。
Hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.